You're listening to Books Save the World with Eileen Uprock. George, the story of a transgender fourth grader who is learning to be herself and to be able to tell other people about herself. Along the way, she finds friends, enemies, and explores her gender identity. This all sounds great, right? A happy story? Well, this book ranked number one on the ALA's Top 10 Most Challenged Books list of 2018. Parents have said it's confusing. It talks about clearing internet history, porn, but worst of all, it talks about exploring sexual identity. One parent said, "How completely confusing to aim this at children. I completely disagree with the author's views, and it's flat out disturbing the things being told to children. Shame on Scholastic." And yet kids, on the other hand, have a different view. One said, "Some may argue that the books are confusing to children, that the topic is too mature. A child is never too young to be educated on what is going on with the world. So why are we taking away these educational opportunities from children by removing books from schools and public libraries, or moving them to the adult section for containing LGBTQ+ themes or political ideas, being anti-family?" We'll explore all this on today's episode. So let's back up. For those of you who don't know, a challenge book is an attempt to remove or restrict materials or services based on content. Most are met with resistance from educators and students. A lot of them are unsuccessful. According to the American Library Association, 32% of challenges come from parents, and 33% come from patrons. 59% of these challenges appear in public libraries, and 23% take place in school libraries. Every year, a top 10 most challenged books list is released by the ALA, and this year, George by Alex Gino came out on top. It was challenged, banned, and relocated for encouraging students to clear browser history and change their bodies using hormones, for mentioning dirty magazines, describing male anatomy, creating confusion, and including a transgender character. A banned book is one that has been completely removed from shelves, burned, or refused publication. They are books that have been determined too dangerous just to be lying around. Some very famous banned books you've probably heard of are The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Of Mice and Men, Lord of the Flies, Harry Potter, and The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. Even Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham has made the list for Portrayal of Early Communism. As Ray Bradbury famously wrote in Fahrenheit 451, a book is a loaded gun. Books arm young adults with knowledge of the world and the people in it. They learn about universal themes, topics, and trials characters go through. And yet parents and patrons feel these books are against their own personal, political, moral, and religious beliefs for them and their child. So they challenge and censor and ban books for all students, taking away opportunities to grow and to feel validated. Let's talk about The Hate U Give. It has made the ALA Top 10 Most Challenged Books list in 2018 and 2017 for drug use, offensive language, sexual references, and being anti-cop. But should we really be censoring what kids can and can't read? The ALA and Common Sense Media say no. Reading books like The Hate U Give and George gives students an opportunity to have discussions about real issues that our country is currently having. The Hate U Give deals with themes of race and issues of police brutality that are real problems in today's society. In addition, the book's themes of speaking up and speaking out are important for young people today. The book also discusses themes that are universal to all young adult novels, including George, such as discovering oneself and finding one place in society. Both books introduce students to ways of life that is unlike their own. which could lead to expanded knowledge about society as a whole. However, these books could also provide students with a resource where they see their family, their culture, their heritage, and their way of life being represented, which is extremely important to the development of adolescents. They feel validated by reading books like this. Recently, The Hate U Give was challenged and banned in Katy, Texas, due to explicit language use and discussion of drug use. The challenger, a parent, only read the first 13 pages of the book and did not read the passages in context. The challenger had issues with the explicit language and the suggested sexual content in the party scene at the very beginning of the book, saying the book was not appropriate for his own teenagers and should be banned from schools. The librarians of the Katy School District protested the decision to censor, saying, "It's just a missed opportunity for our students to be able to have an open discussion about something that's a reality, something that many of our students and even our faculty face." The librarians are arguing that the challenger is missing the larger picture when it comes to the book's message. Censorship in young adult literature is an issue and has been for years. In her essay, Places I Never Meant to Be, Judy Blume, a highly censored author herself, writes that she's concerned about what effect censoring books will have on young people. If no one speaks out for them, if they don't speak out for themselves, all they'll get for required reading will be the most bland books available. And instead of finding the information they need at the library, instead of finding the novels that illuminate life, they will only find those materials to which nobody could possibly object. When we decide what young adults should and should not read, we are taking away their rights to valuable information and ideas these books contain. Books like The Hate U Give and George spark far more valuable conversations and allow for opportunity to grow in one's personal beliefs than a bland book, as Judy Blume says, that serves solely to reinforce cultural norms of how we believe normal kids in society should act.